This is Ted Kennedy. There's nothing secondhand about the lethal health consequences of secondhand smoke. A new report says it's far more deadly than anyone knew. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the outgoing Bush administration experts at the Environmental and Protection Agency did the nation's public health a major favor the other day. They released an important and far-reaching report detailing the serious health dangers of secondhand smoke. According to the report, secondhand smoke causes 3,000 lung cancer deaths a year in non-smokers. It's a serious problem in the home. Parents who smoke increase the risk of asthma in their children and make asthma attacks more frequent. It's also a serious problem in the workplace. OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, is the federal agency with jurisdiction to act on the EPA report. Tell OSHA to shape up, Al. No worker should be forced to breathe another worker's smoke.
Ted, the need for OSHA to shape up is the true understatement of the century. That agency, packed with some bored bureaucrats, is just itching to add to their ridiculous list of hazardous chemicals, a list that has now included such things as even sand and sawdust. No joke. You're absolutely right on, Ted. No worker should ever be forced to inhale another worker's smoke, and thanks to state and local laws that prohibit smoking in public places, fewer workers are now exposed to such an offense. Fact is, now every state in the U.S. has some kind of law that prohibits smoking. Now, Ted, I've sat close and seen you puff away on that putrid vegetation of an old cigar of yours in public places, a first-hand look at second-hand smoke. Fess up, pal. Would you rather I ask you sweetly to snuff it out, or to have some government agent clamp the cuffs on you and slap you with a fine of up to $5,000? Ted Kennedy and I would like to hear your face-off topic idea. Send your suggestion to this radio station. I'm Al Simpson on the Mutual Broadcasting System.